It's 107.7 The Bone, Baby Huey here, and as you all know by now, I'm a huge wrestling fan, so it's a true honor to be speaking to this man, the voice of my generation, WWE Hall of Famer, good old JR, Jim Ross. Jim, how's it going?
Baby Huey, you're my man. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing awesome. First off, thanks again for making the time this morning, and congrats, you're promoting your new book, Slobber Knocker, My Life in Wrestling. It's out now. You can get it in stores, but also online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, pretty much anywhere you can buy books these days. And just right off the bat, I just curious, want to ask, how long was the writing process for this book? And just kind of sum it up for everyone out there, what's the exact timeline this book covers?
The book was 4 years in the making.
Okay.
And I started the idea driving from Stanford to LaGuardia on September the 11th, 2013, if you want to know the exact information.
Oh, nice.
Not that I'm keeping score. But that's when we started planning it. And then we started writing. And my writing partner, Scott Williams, last October suddenly passed away.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry.
Leaving me in a bind. And then I had been communicating with Paul O'Brien, the mega talented Irish author who did Blood Red Turns Dollar Green novels. Phenomenal reads, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so Paul joined me. We really got in. He had to go through all the recordings and all the transcripts and stuff that Paul and I had done in our prep work. And then, unfortunately, in March, my wife was riding her Vespa home from the gym, was ran over about 30 seconds from our house by a car and killed.
Yeah.
And so I had a lot of heartache and setbacks,
mm-hmm.
and almost didn't finish the book, but it just wouldn't have been fair. And I don't remember if I've ever quit on anything in my life, and I didn't think it was time to start at this stage of my game. So we finished. I'm blessed and proud that we did. We've written a hell of a book. There's never been a wrestling book, by wrestling personnel about the genre that's had my journey. And I'm not saying that like Monsoon would say, don't break your arm patting yourself in the back.
Yeah.
It's just the way it played out. I mean, I started as a ring crew guy, referee, gopher, driver, valet, not a wrestling valet, a real business valet.
Yeah.
You know, I've been a director of marketing, head of syndication, VP of broadcasting in Atlanta, TBS, EVP at WWE, and the voice of two networks.
Yeah.
So it's just a unique journey, Baby Huey, mm-hmm. unique. And I think that's what's going to make the book successful, because guys like me and you can identify with this story.
Mm-hmm.
Guys like me and you might not be able to identify with being a gold medalist like Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
But we damn sure identify with this Chevy kid from Eastern Oklahoma that grew up as a freaky wrestling fan for some perverse reason and thought he was going to have a summertime gig that lasted 40 years. And along the way in that 40 years, there's been a lot of stories. Now, the book starts in Philly in 1999, and it ends in Philly in 1999. But then we go back and trace everything forward from 1952 to 1999.
Yeah.
52 is when I was born, and then bring all that forward. But it covers the territory years, getting in the business, Bill Watts, Mid-South, UWF, WCW, coming to WWE, beginning of the Monday Night Wars, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a very compelling book, and about my health issues and overcoming, man. Just not saying, oh, poor me. I can't smile anymore. I have Bell's palsy. True statement.
Mm-hmm.
But it kicked my ass for a while.
Yeah.
And there's a letter in my book that Vince McMahon hand wrote me, mm-hmm. and had it delivered to my house in Connecticut when I was basically hibernating in deep, deep depression when I had my second bout of Bell's palsy right after my mom passed away. So I got Bell's palsy on the air after getting news of her death. It's just a crazy, amazing story. But at the end of the day, here I am,
yeah.
talking to Baby Huey.
I love it.
My book's great, man.
Yeah, no, Jim, I this really is an honor, like I said. And so I have a lot of questions here. So just last week, actually, I was lucky enough to interview Stone Cold Steve Austin. And one of the questions I brought up was just going back to WrestleMania 19. And at the time, He told me that only Vince and you were the only two people going into that match with The Rock, that that was going to be his last match. So I was just curious from your perspective, can you kind of paint up the picture of that conversation? When was it? Where was it? And did it get like really emotional?
Well, you know, we knew that Steve's neck was very problematic. His health was becoming an issue. And, you know, the stenosis was the narrowing of the spinal cord column, rather, mm-hmm. was, you can't repair it. It is what it is. It's genetics, DNA, whatever you want to call.
Mm-hmm.
We all agreed that, you know, his apprehension and one bad move type thing was going to be, you know, devastating. So I don't remember exactly where we were when we discussed it, but we knew long before we got to Seattle,
okay,
that he was in WrestleMania 19, that was it for him.
Wow.
And that's the way he wanted to go out. And he didn't want to go out with that traditional wrestler retirement fanfare.
Yeah.
Because the wrestlers have retired and unretired so much, it almost becomes like crying wolf. What does it mean? Nobody believes it. So it was very hard at the end of that match where Rock finally got his win over Austin at WrestleMania,
mm-hmm.
to see Steve back up the rampway, knowing that arguably the greatest box office attraction for his tenure in WWE was walking the ramp the last time as a wrestler.
Wow.
And it was hard to not cry and get emotional, but it was a tough deal. But you know, a lot of those decisions and a lot of those things I carried with me, a lot of those things I helped process with Vince, I write about. You know, nobody, I had a really unique and an amazing relationship with Vince over the years. Still do, as a matter of fact. He wrote the foreword to my book and was happy to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an interesting journey. It's an interesting journey, Baby Huey, that I wish I've been very blessed to have. Yes, there's been heartache and heartbreak, but it's a part of our life. It's life is that way sometimes, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the way it is. So I don't know how to operate my life, and my book talks about these lessons, is you're going to get your ass knocked down.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But it is up to you to pick yourself up. And don't wait on somebody to give you that helping hand. I don't, you know, I get up, man.
Yeah.
I have to get up. And every day I'm blessed, I get out of bed. So it's a... And it's not been a great year in that regard, but things like today's on sale makes everything worthwhile. I'm just so happy that we finished our journey, and my wife's memory is going to be honored to some degree in this wrestling book, as people would say.
Yeah, well, like I just want to give my condolences, yeah, to your wife, and I know a lot of my friends who are also big fans of you also want to do the same. But I know we're running short on time, but just at one of your big first public events that you did after your wife was at WrestleMania 33, and you had the opportunity to call the Undertaker-Roman Reigns match. And a lot of people are speculating that it is Undertaker's last match. So for you, how much did it mean to call it? And can you just kind of describe that night for yourself?
Very surreal. I have very big memories of it because it was just like a blur.
Yeah.
You have to remember that my wife passed on the Friday, the 7 days before I signed my contract. My wife was taken off life support.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole period of my life, quite frankly, I'm not being evasive, is a little bit blurry.
Yeah.
I just know it's surreal. But I'll say this about The Undertaker.
Yeah.
Until he says, I'm done, he ain't done.
Yes, I know.
And I don't care what anybody, Roman Reigns beat him at WrestleMania. That doesn't indicate he's done. No. It means that Roman Reigns is a featured act in WWE that they have big plans for, and that was his opportunity to get a great rub from a legend, and he did. And where that takes Roman Reigns is to be played out. But until Undertaker, Mark Calloway says, I had my last match in Orlando. Thanks for the great career. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Until I hear that, Undertaker ain't done.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jim, I know we're running out of time. You got a busy day promoting this book. And as you can tell, I'm a huge fan of you, and I can go on talking wrestling. So hopefully we can talk another time in the near future. So just encourage all the listeners out there, make sure to get your new book out today, Slobber Knocker, My Life in Wrestling. And for everything else, Jim Ross, just go to jrsbarbecue.com. Jim, listen, I just want to thank you for everything you've done for the business. Like I said, you're the voice of my generation through my childhood, teens, adulthood. So I just want to thank you for everything you've done. I know it's a tough road out there, but myself and all my friends and family, we really appreciate it.
I appreciate you, my friend. Thank you very much. And, you know, it's fans like you and people like you where my career meant something, maybe just a little bit, in this wacky world of wrestling that makes all this worthwhile. So I thank you for all your support, and hopefully you'll enjoy Slobberknocker.
Yes, I can't wait to read it. Thank you, Jim Ross, and I hope to talk to you again real soon. Bye-bye. Wow, there you have it, Boneheads. What an honor to talk to the voice himself, WWE Hall of Famer, good old JR Jim Ross. And I will admit, I do feel bad doing this interview solo. If you may or may not know, my tag team partner, Bimbo Jimbo, he's out this week. He's actually in China doing some work for his other job with the Golden State Warriors. And from the texts and photos he has been sending me, looks like he's having a lot of fun. But nonetheless, I couldn't pass up this opportunity to talk to Jim Ross. That was a lot of fun. Another name to check off our bucket list of wrestling legends we want to interview. So to recap, Jim Ross's new book, Slobberknocker, My Life in Wrestling, is out now. It has the foreword written by Vince McMahon, and the afterword is written by Stone Cold Steve Austin. You can buy the book in stores or online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere you buy books these days. Also, don't forget, Jim Ross has his barbecue sauce, JR's Family Barbecue, and he has his own line of beef jerky. And you should listen to his podcast, The Ross Report. And he has a ton of new merch on his website. Just go to jrsbarbecue.com. And don't forget, follow him on Facebook at Jim Ross BBQ, Twitter at JR's BBQ, and Instagram at Jim Ross BBQ. Thank you again to all the listeners for tuning in. As always, for everything else, go to 1077thebone.com. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. Just search for 1077 The Bone. Until next time, have an awesome day. Catch you later. Bye-bye.